Chapter 4. The Truth is in Here.
You don't remember what happened next?
Yes, that's what I've been telling you for the past hour.
There's no point getting angry with them. They're just doing their job. I resist the temptation to rub my head, the dressing covering the sore patch behind my right ear. All I remember after that is waking up in hospital the next day.
Harumph.
I blink. Did I really hear someone say harumph? Yes. It's the guy who looks like something the gravedigger's cat dragged in. Derek something or other. He blinks right back at me with watery eyes.
According to page 4 of the medical notes, paragraph 6.
I watch while they all obediently shuffle their notes. Nobody thought to give me a copy, of course, even though they're mine.
Contusion and hairline fracture on the right occipital hemisphere. Some bruising and abrasion consistent with a weighted object.
I turn my head, wincing slightly because of the pain in my neck, and point to the dressing. It's been nearly a week. One thing they don't tell you in the detective potboilers is how bad being whacked on the head with a cosh hurts. No, not a cosh. An object, weighted, black chamber field operatives for the use of, complies with USMIL STD-534-5801.
I suppose we can consider this to be substantiated then,
says the talking corpse.
Please continue where you left off.
I sigh. I woke up in a hospital room with a needle in my arm and a goon from one of their TLAs babysitting me. After about an hour, someone who claimed to be running plaid shirt turned up and started asking pointed questions. Seems they were already running a stakeout. After the third time that I explained what happened at the motel, he agreed that I hadn't waxed their asset and demanded to know why I'd been round at the house. I told him that Mo phoned me and asked for help and it sounded urgent, and after I repeated myself another couple of dozen times, he left. The next morning they shipped me to the airport and stuck me on the plane. The battle axe from accounting, who's sitting next to Derek, glares at me.
Business class, she hisses. I suppose that was your idea of a good ride home.
Huh?
That was nothing to do with me, I protest. Did they bill?
Yes. Andy twirls his pen idly as a fly batters itself against the energy-saving light bulb overhead. Uh-oh. Unsanctioned expenditure isn't quite a hanging offence in the laundry, but it's definitely up there with insubordination and mutiny. During the Thatcher years, they were even supposed to have had paperclip audits, before someone pointed out that the consequences of poor employee morale in this organisation might be a trifle worse than in, say, the Ministry of Agriculture, Fisheries and Food. Not guilty, I say automatically, before I can stop myself. I didn't ask them for that. It happened after the assignment went pear-shaped, and I wasn't conscious at the time.
Nobody's accused you of authorizing budgetary variances beyond your level of authorization, Andy says soothingly.
He casts a quelling glance at Derek from accounting, and then asks, What I'd like to know is why you went after her, though. SOP was to leave the area as soon as you were blown. Why did you stick around? My lips are dry, because I've been expecting this one.
I was going to leave. I was in the rental car and heading for the road out of town back to the airport, just as soon as I got out of the kill zone. I'd have done it, too, except that Mo rang.
I lick my lips again.
I was sent to see if I could facilitate an extraction. I figured that meant someone thought Mo was worth extracting. My apologies if that isn't actually the case, but what I heard on the phone sounded like Mo had been abducted. And in the wake of the shooting, I figured this was an even worse outcome than a blown mission and withdrawal. So I improvised, went round to her house and used my locator on her. I've been thinking about it a lot since then. What I should have done, I mean, I could have found where she was being held, then driven back to the motel to find whoever was running that spy, or something, or headed for the airport and phoned from the departure lounge. All I can say is I was too involved. Some bastard had just tried to kill me. I mean, ONI was bugging Mo. When I phoned, they had put a diversion on her line, which is how come I was able to tell them where to look. But they probably already knew. I mean, when Mo called me on her pocket mobile, that would have tipped them off.